Hey there, friends. Welcome to the New Testament in a Year podcast. I'm Sean Bailey, and today we're diving into James chapter 3. James chapter 3 is this passage that's rich with wisdom. Wisdom about the power of the tongue and the importance of godly wisdom. So, grab your Bible if you can and listen closely if you will. Let's get into God's Word together. Before we go to 3, we need to review chapter 2 of James, and it kind of sets the stage. You see, in the previous chapter, James, he emphasized the importance of faith being accompanied by actions. He challenges us, believers, to show our faith through our works. And he says that faith without works is dead, calling our faith dead if we're not intentionally seeking ways to serve, to love others. And James used the examples of Abraham and Rahab. As you may recall, as he illustrated that true faith is demonstrated through actions. Actions that reflect our beliefs. Sort of like the fruits that we bear. Now, with that, we now transition into James 3. Now, in James 3, we're going to see a powerful message on taming the tongue. Taming the tongue. One of the deadliest weapons on this planet is our tongues. And then the nature of heavenly wisdom versus earthly wisdom. So let's pull out those key points. So here are the big rocks that I want to encourage us to listen for today. The first one is the power of the tongue. Listen how James compares the tongue to a small rudder that steers a huge ship. Now that imagery emphasizes the ability that the tongue has to direct our lives. The tongue can cause great harm, and he warns us of this. And he likens it to a spark that can set a forest on fire. Listen to the lessons he's trying to teach us in this chapter. And then another big look for today is that challenge that comes along with taming the tongue. James says we should do that, but he also acknowledges that no one can tame the tongue by ourselves. And he clearly illustrates the need for help from the Lord to help us in controlling our speech. We got to bite our tongue, and sometimes we can't bite hard enough, and we need the Lord's help to do just that. Listen for that. There's inconsistency of blessing God and cursing people that are made in God's image. Watch how he says that. We can bless God with our tongue, and with that exact same tongue, we can curse people. And this causes for self-reflection. Listen for that. And that can step on our toes, right? James, this is great. And look for the third. There you go. The third big takeaway is that contrast between earthly and heavenly wisdom. James will describe earthly wisdom as envious, selfish, and he leads to a disorder or to disorder and every kind of evil. And he will give qualities of what heavenly wisdom is. Pure, peace-loving, gentle, compliant, full of mercy, good fruits, impartial, sincere. Those are laid out for us, pretty straightforward. Sometimes we can struggle to understand God's word, but when we break it down and look at it, it starts to make a lot more sense, doesn't it? So let's hear God speak to us and begin to read his word. So James 3. James 3, we'll start in verse 1, And we'll jump all the way down to verse number 18, as there's 18 verses in this chapter. Let's read starting in verse 1 together. Not many should become teachers, my brothers, because you know that we will receive a stricter judgment. For we all stumble in many ways. If anyone does not stumble in what he says, he is mature, able also to control the whole body. Now, if we put bits into the mouths of horses so they obey us, we direct their whole bodies. And consider ships. Though very large and driven by fierce winds, they are guided by a very small rudder, wherever the will of the pilot directs. So too, the tongue is a small part of the body. It boasts great things. Consider how a small fire sets ablaze a large forest. And the tongue is a fire. The tongue, a world of unrighteousness, is placed among our members. It stains the whole body, sets the course of life on fire, and itself is set on fire by hell. Every kind of animal, bird, reptile, and fish is tamed and has been tamed by humankind. But no one can tame the tongue. It is a restless evil, full of deadly poison. With the tongue we bless our Lord and Father, and with it we curse people who are made in God's likeness. Blessing and cursing coming out of the same mouth. My brothers and sisters, these things should not be this way. Does a spring pour out sweet and bitter water from the same opening? Can a fig tree produce olives? My brothers and sisters, or a grapevine produce figs? Neither can a saltwater spring yield fresh water. And who among you is wise and understanding? By his good conduct he should show that his works are done in the gentleness that comes from wisdom. But if you have bitter envy and selfish ambition in your heart, don't boast and deny the truth. Such wisdom does not come down from above, but it is earthly, unspiritual, and demonic. For where there is envy and selfish ambition, there is disorder and every evil practice. But the wisdom from above is first pure, then peace-loving, gentle, compliant, full of mercy and good fruits, unwavering, without pretense. And the fruit of unrighteousness is sown in peace by those who cultivate peace. And that is James chapter 3. Let's take a moment to reflect now on what we just read from James 3. So as we look on these, this chapter, these 18 verses, let's look at three big takeaways now. Our three core takeaways for what we've just read is the first of the importance of being very mindful of the things that we say. You see, James 3 just taught us the significant, and that's probably not the right word. It probably needs to be a much more powerful word, but just that impact that our words have on ourselves and others. You see, when it said our speech can either reflect God's love or it can cause harm and division, did that tug on your heart like it did mine? We can come to church on Sunday and praise with every ounce of energy, using everything we have from our heart, and then the very next day, or even as we walk out the door, curse our own brothers and sisters in Christ. You know, it's important that we know that in order to improve our walk with Christ, it is crucial that we practice mindful speech. Carefully think about our words before we speak. You remember, as we just read in a previous episode, that we're called to be quick to listen, slow to speak and slow to anger, quick to listen. Take our time before we say the words we say. Because far too often, what we say, our tongue turns into a sword, and we are attacking instead of loving. Remember, our words should encourage and edify others. If we're tearing down, then obviously we are not building up the kingdom. Our second big takeaway is we can't do it alone. So we're going to have to seek God's help in taming that tongue, right? The first thing we have to do in order to get God's help in something, you know, is to get out of denial that we need help, right? We have to acknowledge and make it clear, confess that we're not able to control our tongue. And as a result, we need God's help, His intervention, His guidance, His support. And so it's simple. We got to ask for it. And how do we ask God for something? We commit to prayer. So we, in our daily prayers, ask God for wisdom. Wisdom and strength to use our words for His glory. Use our words to foster love, to foster unity. Use our words to build up His kingdom and not tear down those gossip pits that we are surrounded by in our neighborhood, we are surrounded by in our families, in our workplace, even in our homes. Be very careful not to fall into those. Let our words build up and not tear down. And finally, James spoke a lot about heavenly wisdom in this chapter, and he makes a pretty clear line distinguishing what earthly wisdom is and the peace that comes with heavenly wisdom. We must seek heavenly wisdom through prayer. Heavenly wisdom, even more, through getting into God's Word. Find ways to build up that wisdom through knowing what God wants from us. In order to deepen our relationship with Jesus, we have to seek that wisdom. A clear practical step in doing something like this is to find ways that you can be engaged in activities and service projects and what have you, and things that you can do to promote peace, to promote building up and building unity with one another. Things like ways to seek mediation for forgiveness is a good example. Ways that you can offer acts of kindness. We should pursue that and not just, if somebody needs me or if an opportunity comes, the Lord will make it known. Well, that's what He's doing right now as we read Scripture, right? So, heavenly wisdom, that pure, peace-loving, gentle, compliant, full of mercy, full of good fruits, that's impartial and sincere. And our words should be grounded in just that, heavenly wisdom. All right. Well, as we close up today's episode, we remember that tongue is a powerful, powerful weapon. Let's use it for the building up and not tearing down of His kingdom. Thanks for joining me today. May you be blessed. May your family be blessed. And as a result, may you strive to bless all those around you and give glory to God. Have a great day. Thank you for listening to the New Testament in a Year podcast, where we simply read the Word of God and we try to unpack it so we can find application in our lives, knowing that there is nothing more powerful than God's Word. You see, Scripture is the only source that teaches us who God is and what God wants of us. My encouragement is that the Word of God will bless you and ultimately bless your friends and family. I'll encourage you to share this podcast with your friends, share it on your social media or by word of mouth. Join in, let's read the Word of God together. And through this, may God be glorified. throughout reading, listening, application, and understanding of His Word together.